Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, your defending fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It's Tuesday, July 28, 2026 edition. Just spoke with Attorney General candidate Kevin Kievsky. He's traveling with the Perry Johnson tour bus, Save the Party. He just produced a commercial last night at Perry Johnson's home talking about John James taking government assistance from us, the taxpayers. What? Well, this is a post Kevin Kievsky put on his X account. Campaign welfare just got worse. John James was short $25,000. So he took $260,000 of your money. Michigan's rule is simple. Nothing counts towards public assistance for a campaign until the day you tell the state you want public money. John James didn't have a public filing asking for your tax dollars until November 10th. Everything before that doesn't count, which leaves him $50,037. The law requires $75,000. Then John James dumped 3,557 pages of photocopied checks on the Secretary of State instead of listing them individually, itemizing them, which the law requires. A complaint was filed with the Secretary of State's office. You can read it yourself at the website jamestaxpayerfunds.com. You know who didn't take any public assistance from Michigan families to help fund his campaign? Perry Johnson. Vote with your eyes open. Vote for Perry Johnson on August 4th. Let's make Michigan safe, normal, and responsible again. Perry Johnson campaign files a complaint claiming that John James did not lawfully qualify for taxpayer campaign funds. This is a post by Perry Johnson's campaign. In it, he has a screenshot of the page itself. Summary sheet of qualifying contributions from John James for Michigan for public funds. It states specifically the MCLs that this campaign election law provides for. One of them, and this is very, very critically important, is highlighted in yellow. The process showing the actual campaign and how he has to, without a doubt, document everything and put it in writing in the campaign itself. One of the things you have to understand, the MCLs and the way they are spelled out, clearly states exactly this process. One of the things that we have to do is get this word out. This could actually be the bomb that sinks John James' campaign. Because if you stop and think about it, folks, the bottom line to all this, why would they not want this to come out? Why would they not want us to know about this ahead of time? Because if you stop and think about it, this is so damaging to his campaign that this could literally, like I said, people who haven't voted yet, when they hear this information, could be, you know what? I'm not voting for this guy, regardless of whether Donald Trump endorsed him or not. One of the things that we're looking at here, folks, is a politician that is not only asking for our taxpayer dollars to fund his campaign, but he's also, because of applying for this money and potentially receiving it, is handcuffing himself for the November election. What do I mean? Well, this is a process in the law that states if you accept this assistance, you're limited to just being able to spend $2 million for your campaign in November. That ends up being the case. Guess what? Benson wins. Pure and simple. And in this Twitter X post, the document itself, which states all the MCLs, step number 5, qualifying contributions on submission. As stated in paragraph 1, dated from April 16th this year, resubmitted July 20th, just 8 days ago. Submission 1 contained checks through August 6, 2025 through November 13, 2025. Only checks received after November 10, 2025 can count against the $75,000 threshold. 24 checks were received after November 10th, totaling $1,825. Well, only that amount can count toward the $75,000 threshold. Total amount submitted after November 10th in Exhibit 5, total of $48,212.46. Folks, John James basically frauded the taxpayers of the state of Michigan on this campaign finance statement. Well, Kevin Kievsky is going to be coming on my show tomorrow, and I'm planning to have Perry Johnson on 11:30 to 11:50 on Friday. This is, without a doubt, folks, a complete fraudulent activity. One of the things you have to understand that this process that we're looking at could potentially be the August surprise. This information coming out a week before the primary election, a week from today, next Tuesday, could be very, very damaging, very damaging to the John James campaign. Because most sheeple people, people that don't listen to this show, they're not part of any county Republican Party, they simply live their lives. Man, do I sometimes absolutely wish I was back there in that part of my life. But for the last 14 years, I haven't been. Unfortunately, we know this stuff. But 80% of the population that potentially could be voting next Tuesday, folks, they don't know any of this. Well, with TV ads running, talking about it, as well as others potentially telling these people, could completely skew them away from John James. If this guy fraudulently accepted taxpayer government funding of his campaign, he should not be governor of the state of Michigan. Therefore, I'm voting for Perry Johnson. This is potentially huge. Potentially very huge. In fact, a commercial will start airing featuring attorney Kevin Kievsky by the Perry Johnson for Governor campaign. So Kevin's going to see the commercial first. He said then he'll come on the show. And again, we hope to have Perry Johnson on Friday from 11:30 to 11:50. Absolutely amazing story just broke to me by attorney Kevin Kievsky. Just reading through the text message he just sent me, heading out on the tour bus, I will be speaking with Perry and John Yab this afternoon. We'll confirm, absolutely confirm this interview for you. So thank you, Kevin. Greatly appreciate that. You know, the thing of it is that it's just so disgusting, folks. Most people won't even know about this. It's our job to get this information out. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. John and Julie down in the Bay City area. Randy, thought you might find this interesting. We just finished casting our early voting ballot and couldn't help but notice there was no campaign signs for John James. Everyone else had a sign out except John James. Well, I've been noticing something too. Perry Johnson signs popping up everywhere right before the election day. Here in Antrim County, also down in Traverse City, amazing, amazing last-minute pop-ups. And that's what they're called. How many times have you seen these campaign signs out early only to be basically part of the normal drive where almost to the point you almost start ignoring them? You don't notice them. That's the risk you have when you put your signs out way too early. Some people start blocking them out. Even though there's a theory that they still then enter the subconscious, almost burn it into your brain because it's been out there for so long. When you go to vote, basically, you just vote for that person. However, there's another tactic called impact. Pop-up impact campaigns. And that's basically what Perry Johnson's doing. Distributing signs, getting them out to the folks to put them out in their yards, major road traffic, high traffic areas, and basically getting it so that you notice them like, wow, that just popped up. Pretty interesting comment from John and Julie. Chip, I'm going to get to your text message in the next hour. As a matter of fact, I have a story to pull that up. So I'll get to yours in the next hour. Our pig farmer, John Palmer over in Onaway. Trucker, yesterday in the mail, I received a hard-covered book written by Perry Johnson, 2 cents to save America. My God, that speaks volumes to the fact that Perry truly cares about his mission. This goes far beyond a mailer. 90% of those just end up in the trash. A book, however, you just don't throw that away. I can't even imagine the cost for him to do this. John wants to poll you guys. Did you get a book from Perry Johnson? 2 cents to Save America by Perry Johnson. I didn't get one. Did you guys? Did anybody else get one? Text me yes if you did get the book. Text me no if you didn't. We'll do a short unscientific poll here and see how many people heard this poll. Hardcovered book in the mail. 2 cents to Save America by Perry Johnson. Text me yes or no if you got one. Rick Nieper, he got one. John and Julie, no book for us. We'd like to. Barry Shaw, no. Penny Chambers, no. Jim Proctor, no. Russell from Millersburg, no. Yep. You know what? I will ask Perry about that book when he comes on the show on Friday. But Rick got one. Okay. Hey, Rick, did you go to PerryJohnson.com's website and ask to volunteer or to get signs or anything like that recently? I'm just wondering why John Palmer and Rick Nieper got one, but we didn't. Yeah, I got a few more no's here. George in Sheboygan, he's a no. Bill in Petoskey, he's a no. So, okay, very good. Let me know, and we'll continue the poll throughout the show. Chip sent me a text message. How can a person running to be governor in the state for governor be in charge of the administrating of the election? Especially Benson, who has blatantly refused to release our Michigan qualified voter files after a federal request. Funny you texted me that, Chip. I've got a story lined up to cover it. Final hour today's show, will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like